Hey guys, my name's Bobby Vogel, founder of Etheric Medicine. I'm a clairvoyant healer, spirit taught, transformational leader, medium, all kinds of other stuff gets thrown in there depending on what's needed. And I got connected to my gifts about 6 years ago, after having been stripped of everything but faith, which I didn't even know anything about really at the time. Lost everything after moving from the Bay Area, where I was a successful real estate agent for 17 years, to Venice Beach, California, with my adopted special needs son. And one thing led to another. Everything fell apart. I don't, in the essence of time, I'm cutting it short, but I literally ended up having to, turn my Mercedes-Benz in at the Ross parking lot and Lincoln Boulevard in Venice, and taking the plates off and coming home to an orange sheriff sticker on the door. And I mean, just one thing after another. No friends there yet, no family. Both my parents are on the other side. And eventually I came up with a suicide plan. And because I was exhausted, terrified. I couldn't get myself out of this. My son continued to get in more and more trouble because he was kicked out of his high care facility, and just crazy, crazy stuff. And so one day when I was just tapped out, I literally was just, I didn't know a way out. Everything that I used to do that worked wasn't working. And I was scared and in a lot of pain, emotionally. So obviously, right? So anyway, I was gonna, this was a Wednesday. I was planning to leave, I saved up a bunch of pills. I was gonna leave on Monday. And my son was at school, and it used to be like 2 seconds he'd be at school and I have to go back and get him. So here I was, it was the morning, and I was in my room, and I just was like booger crying, and I was throwing a pillow around, screaming. And at the time, it's not that I didn't believe in God, but I just, it was like I just had one of those lives where, like Phoenix rising over and over again. It's like, it's hard to believe in stuff like that, right? When things are hard, which is beautiful that there's so much to say. But I basically heard my voice with literal boogers pouring down my face, scream, "God effing help me, what is going on?" And I was literally throwing the pillow against the wall and just like furious and terrified, So then that's when I heard, it was the first time I really heard some guidance come through, because this was an emergency, right? Basically. And when I say heard, it wasn't, I didn't hear words. I just understood the words, "You still have healing to do." Because I heard my own voice literally out loud say, "What is it? What do I have left to heal? It's not that I'm trying to renege on it. I just don't know what it is. Please show me." And when I heard my voice say, "It's just not that I'm not trying to renege on it," there was this, it felt to me like an opening to to my higher self, because I in that moment understood, wow, like there's agreements that I've made here, right? That I'm not fulfilling, long story short. 'Cause we're going to talk today about the etheric body, so I don't want to get too far off track. And if you guys have heard me on any other talks, you know that I tend to kind of get off track a little bit, and also spirit drops in a lot, and with some info that isn't always linear. So just try to hang with me a little bit, because it all makes sense, I promise. So so anyway, I and then, and because I said to God, "Am I this bad? Have I done so wrong? Do I deserve to die? Am I not contributing? Like, what is going on?" And I said, "Hey God, not to give you an ultimatum, right? But kind of, I am. Like, I need a really big sign, because we got 5 days here, or whatever it is, before I come back home, cross over." So I'm gonna need a big sign right now because I'm depleted and I'm not, subtleties are not gonna work with me right now. And so, long story short, something, profound happened on Sunday, when I went to Agape, and I heard Michael Beckwith speak for the first time because somebody had mentioned Agape. Thought it was a restaurant. It's not. And I heard my parents speaking through Michael Beckwith and God, and this th these answers came in for me. And of course, now I understand, that that is, that's what happens. Like, we can, channel messages. So I heard the messages. I was crying again. You guys think I'm a crybaby. But I was, tears were pouring down my face so much that my shirt was wet, not because I was sad, but because I was so, it was like spirit came and grabbed me by the back of my shirt and lifted me up. It was like saying, hey, she's had enough, this is enough. And because the messages were so clear, and it was even my thoughts, like conversations I was having with my parents and stuff, is like they were answering me out loud. And to this day, I swear to God, like I wish I knew exactly what day that was, because I would love to go back and watch it, because I still say there's no way that those messages were for, even half the people in that room or 10 people in that room. I mean, maybe, but it just was so specific. But anyway, it saved me, right? Because I didn't, follow through with my plan the next day. And even though things seemingly got worse, right? I did get evicted. My son got in a lot of trouble and had to go away for a while. But I knew I wasn't alone. I knew I wasn't alone, which changed the game for me. And I began walking up and down the beach every day and being in gratitude for the fact that I always, since I was a little kid, I always wanted to live on the beach, And here I was walking along the beach every single day, homeless, but couch surfing, sleeping garages, all this stuff. But I remember just walking with tears of gratitude with my journal, realizing, wow, I'm, on the beach, right? And so just from there, I just started listening to guidance that was coming through journaling. And again, I'm aware we're going to be talking about the etheric body, but like, this is all very important so you guys can really understand, hey, if I did it, any of us can do it, number one. And everything changes, everything begins with faith. And when we start asking and learning to receive and being guided to what it is our purpose is, everything changes, our whole life changes, healing happens, we're rolling deep with our peeps, and we'll be taught everything that we already know. So, right, we seek to know what we already know. So I went and I did the Akashic Records, ayahuasca, things like that. And it's not like I like to say, it's not like I left ayahuasca going down to get, beads and spiritual pants and sign up somewhere to be a healer. That's not how it happened for me. It was this gradual trusting process, right? I was still trying to revive my real estate business for a long time, and spirit just wasn't going to let that happen until I gave in to this purpose, right? And so I want to share with you, I'm going to tell you a story about this woman who kind of cracked this all open for me with healing and being able to see the etheric body. So let me, the etheric body, which is, why spirit gave me the name etheric medicine 5 years ago. We come in with our etheric body. Our soul comes in with our etheric body. And until recently, people didn't really even know anything about that. Although it's scientifically proven, you guys can look up Kirlian photography. There's a really cool story about, cutting a leaf and all this other stuff. So check it out. Google it when we're done here. If you want. But so this is, I again, I'm spirit taught. So I haven't studied any of this anywhere. I when spirit gave me the name etheric medicine, I actually went and Googled what is etheric after I bought the website. So I'm not kidding. So that's how much faith and trust that I had. So I am taught that our etheric body comes first, right? And we humans put so much on our physical body, right? And medicine, Western medicine, which I have nothing, I want to work side by side and do work side by side with Western medicine, but we need both. So we have our physical body, which is actually a hologram of our etheric body. It's not the other way around. So our etheric body here comes, and then our physical body is a hologram, and they're side by side. And there is a place at which the physical and the etheric body actually do intersect. And for me, it looks about this big. That's all I can do is describe the visuals. I also make horrible stick people drawings of it sometimes. So in this space, and now this is over time, I've been taught these things, just so you know, it wasn't like one day I just got clobbered with it. It was this build up, right? These two, one tool after another, and one teaching after another. So this is what I know today. And within, there's an overlap. So we can think of it as an overlap. Within that overlap is where the communication between the physical and the etheric happens, and there is a communication. And our etheric body has its own electrical system, which is the meridians and chakras and things like this. And that the physical body actually shares that space with, because remember, it's in that overlap. If you guys can visualize it, so it doesn't. The meridians don't only belong to the etheric body, right? So that's important to say. So it's in the overlap where all this happens. And then the physical body has its own electrical system, right? Which we all know about, and the spinal cord and all this other stuff, which again, we put so much weight on, and we think that, if we can heal that and cut at that and, medicate that, that is where the healing happens. And so what I'm going to explain to you guys today is that our physical body cannot be fully well unless our etheric body is first well and flowing. And because our etheric body, try to hang with me, everything comes in through the etheric body first. So if you want to think about it sort of, like here's your physical body and the etheric body, right, surrounding it and also, intersecting. So everything environmental, every emotional trauma, physical trauma, or just it doesn't it's at any level, doesn't have to be horrific. Every one of our thoughts about ourselves, self-loathing, lack of compassion. I mean, we can go on and on and on, which is why Spirit also told me, gave me this understanding of what we're doing is by saying, healing is in the medicine that we cannot see. And the opposite is true, right? Self-loathing, thoughts, that aren't kind to ourselves, all of that stuff impacts our etheric body, just as forgiveness is one of the strongest medicines there is, that we can't see, but it's a game changer, as is gratitude. So everything, so imagine, right? Like even right now we're in the, well, hopefully we're at the tail end of the pandemic. But let's not talk about environmental because it's so tapped out right now. So emotional wounds, and I'm going to tell you a story about this young woman that kind of broke this all open for me. Trauma, abuse came into her etheric body long ago. She's 30, at the time she was 36, mother of two. And she came to me after 11 years. So her first child at the time was 11. And after the birth of that child, she began having level 10 plus pain every time she urinated without fail. So for years, she went to every doctor, she did pelvic floor therapy. She did all kind, everything that Western medicine told her to do. And she happened to see, I had done a free session at my stepson's grade school for the silent auction. So she was like, what the heck? She's because she was facing getting her bladder removed. That's what the doctor said. Hey, we don't know what's going on. And, so the next step is to remove your bladder. And she's 36 and a military wife. And, but this was running their whole life. Her pain was running their whole life, their whole family. And so she found me. She shows up at the time I was working out of my house, right? Because I was still kind of one foot in real estate and one foot in like, how do you live, or what am I to do with this? And all these things, just one foot in front of the other with faith. So, she comes to my house. I now have a clinic in Seal Beach, but she shows up and she's, really out of shape. Her hair, she's just like barely holding her chin up. And I say to my guys, my peeps and God, I'm like, oh my God, show me how to help her. I was like, when I opened the door and saw her, I have to say, like, I was like, a little intimidated, I guess, to be honest. And so as I said, like, show me how to help, show me how to be in service, because this is God's work and this is Spirit's work, and I am reliant on being shown and taught, and for each individual person is completely different for everybody. There is no, for what I know in the way that I practice. What I do is there is no one single person that holds their stagnation and density in their etheric body the same or in their physical body. So what happens, so see, I digress. So what I now know is the density that comes into our etheric body, if it's just sitting in there, however it got there, like I said, it eventually, if it doesn't flow, it eventually stagnates and then it turns to density. And once it turns to density, that is when it duplicates. Because remember, our physical body is a hologram. That's when it duplicates into the physical body. And then it's scannable, extra, whatever. And then our body starts saying, hey, we're sick, we're not flowing, we got healing to do. So our physical body is letting us know that we've got a problem. It's not working against us, it's actually working for us. And so Amanda comes in, I tune in. I ask, how can I help her? And that is when, and I was at she was laying down on on the massage table, and I was tuning in as I do, and I was taught by Spirit to send light through, which is really cool. And we're gonna do the breathing the light exercise as well. So I'm gonna take a break and go do that here in a minute, and then so you can understand better what I'm talking about. So I send light through, and it's almost like doing a scan. It's like, people say you're like a human MRI. So I do this so that everything that isn't light is dark, it's density, it's like a negative or whatever. And so I see where that is in the body, and then I send light and I do whatever they tell me to do, long story short. And so I started seeing in her, like seeing And then, and spirit prioritizes this. It's like triage, right? So spirit prioritizes what they're going to work with first. It's not my agenda in these sessions. And so they went right down to her pelvis area and, you know, her bladder and things like this. And pretty quickly, her grandmother from the other side stepped forward and started sharing information, emotional trauma, physical, and some sexual battery. Having me ask my client these questions. And so I was just my job to ask the questions, like, how would I didn't know anything about her life or anything. And so the grandma started asking her questions, and everything started unfolding, and like all this information about that density that was being called, you know, whatever by Western medicine that was creating all this pain, a level 10 pain. And so basically they started talking about how the density got there. And then they had me get a they spirit had me get up and come around. And I remember this, even though it was like 5 years ago, because the grandma was standing on the left side of my client, and she was like, you know, correct, trying to comfort her. It was really beautiful. And so I walked around, I said, "Excuse me, ma'am," kind of, because I'm clowning around with, you know, spirit. And I just, the spirit said, "Put your hands on her." So I did that. And I began to see these visuals of how the things that she had experienced that created this level of density in her etheric and then in her physical, which was literally creating all this swelling. Like, that's the only way to describe it. It was like there was so much like pain and swelling, that it looked red and everything in there. And I was mind blown, you guys. Like, it's like this was intense. Like, this was pretty intense. That was actually the second pretty intense thing. So, but this is such a profound. And then this when they started teaching, all of a sudden I was flanked by spirit doctors. And here I'd wanted to be a doctor since I was a little kid, since my mom said it before I could even pronounce it. And it didn't seem weird to me at the time, it's because I'm in another realm. I was like, yeah, of course there's spirit doctors standing next to me handing me a tool, right? And so they would hand me the tool and then teach me, first teach, show me what to do with it, and then hand it to me. It was like training. And so I did this, and then I put my hands there, and all of a sudden, well, this man, you know, in this image, came out of a corner, and I learned from my client that he was, you know, the abuser, and he had darkness around. He was dark, a darkness, you know, dark energy. And I asked, "Am I safe? First and foremost, am I safe?" Right? Because I was just learning a lot about, you know, darkness and entities, and somebody who did what he did obviously is driven by the dark, said with compassion. So I closed my eyes and I was like, "Am I safe?" First, I asked that. And all of a sudden, I thought they were my physical hands, but they were my etheric hands, went straight through her body. And I was like, "Whoa." And it made my eyes start again. Here I'm crying again, right? But no, it made my eyes well up because I was like so mind blown by it. And then I saw, felt, heard the presence of God, and I was felt like a child in that moment, because I felt that fear, but at the same time I was so mind blown, and I heard, "This is God's work." Wow. And then I pulled my hands back through, and when I pulled my hands back through, I brought this sludge with me, this stuff with you know that was within her etheric body. And then I flicked it, and I could see that there were like gates that were blocked when she was urinating, the swelling and all that pain that was emotional. We were relieving that. And she left there. It's a lot more intense, but she got home and had level three pain for the first time in 11 years. And now, in 5 sessions later, she's pain free. And I tell you this story because it's the reality of. It's a reality for all of us that even though she had extreme stuff, the truth is we hold it all in the etheric body first. And so, and we are light beings in a physical body. And so when we understand the power of, spirit medicine, I call it etheric medicine, and Western medicine, if we can work side by side, always across the board, spirit has all the information we need about everything, really. I mean, pretty everything. I'm learning so much about cancer currently. It's astounding that there is, that illness begins in the etheric body, all of them. And that again, circling back, self-loathing, a lack of self-care, a lack of forgiveness, is we're holding all of that in here. And the importance of managing our anxiety, our fear, because our energy starts up here. And so I'm going to talk more about this exercise that spirit taught me when I during my own healing called breathing the light. As soon as I understood, oh wow, how do we move this stagnation, right? What do we do to heal our etheric body? This is questions I ask spirit. And at the time, I thought it was just for me and I needed to balance my masculine feminine energy as I was just starting to get into this work those years ago. And spirit said, stand up. And they taught me what I'm going to show you guys in an exercise that we have basically, you want to think about a funnel here, right? And we are light beings. So our etheric body needs light, our physical body needs. Air, oxygen, our etheric needs light because we are light bodies. And the and in or and to reset our both electrical systems, but first and foremost, believe it or not, the etheric body first, because once we reset the etheric electrical system and we start healing and being committed to healing and balancing our etheric body and flowing our etheric body. If you're listening to this and you have like a cancer or autoimmune, I healed my own autoimmune, by the way. We can use this tool to clear our etheric body of the density and the stagnation. And once we do that, remember, it's like you want to think about the etheric body like overlapping like this, right? So you've got illness trapped in your physical body. You have density from something, whatever trauma or whatever experience that, environmental, doesn't matter. And so the etheric body surrounds it, right? So if we have and it got into the physical because it came into the etheric first, but now it's sort of like, holding the density in our physical body called illness, right? And so think about this because it's the truth that The illness got into the physical via the etheric. So first we need to, when we clear it from the etheric where it originated, because that's where true healing is, we clear it from the etheric first, then we give our body the space, our physical body, the space to then begin releasing. Because if it's out of the etheric, then the physical body can begin releasing that density that's called illness, autoimmune, anxiety, whatever it is, right? And that's why, I say that everything begins with faith, because first you have to have faith that that's true. Faith that you are divinely guided 100% of the time. You've got a whole spirit army here to help you heal. It's true. And this exercise is going to show you, it's a beautiful exercise, spirit taught, first to connect you to your own peeps, your own army, God, non-denominational. That's hard for some people, I know, but it's still the truth. It's first and foremost to connect you to all of that support, and then it's going to teach you how you pull in the light from your head all the way to your feet. And if you're feeling like you need to balance masculine, feminine, I'm going to do two little versions of it, so that you get what you need at any given time. But the whole point is to teach how to heal yourself, because you can't. Your body and your and we are brilliant beings, but our physical bodies are brilliant. They want to help us, right? And so with this exercise, you're gonna not only connect to your peeps, but you're gonna bring your etheric and your phys, into your unite them. Because so many of us live outside of ourselves. So we need to come home. We need to come home in here, and we need to take control in here and let our body, both, right? But our physical body needs to know that, we are here, and we're here to help, and we just need it to, we're aware now what there is to heal, so it can go ahead and release these illnesses, which are stagnation and density. And it's really beautiful. And it's an astounding tool, and it's not mine. It is spirit taught, and many people, may take a look at it and think, oh, it's another breathing exercise, because there are a lot of powerful breathing exercises out there, of course. I mean, any breathing is powerful, right? So many of us hold our breath and we don't even know it, especially if you're a survivor. So, but this one that Spirit taught is actually, it's important. Spirit always reminds me to say this, that when we stand and we intend this for ourselves, for both our, for our souls in this physical form, when we stand and we intend it and we let go of our ego and everything, that what we are doing is literally we're calling in our peeps. Not they're around all the time, but this is an intentional thing, right? We're calling in our peeps, and we're simply asking them, because they know, they're like the MRI too. They know where the density is in your body and what it is you need. And so you don't need to go into it knowing exactly what that is. You just need to go into it with faith and be able to receive this level of support. So know that when we do this, we're surrounded, and we're just simply asking, please send light in, help me clear any density, any stagnation. Doesn't, you don't have to be sick. It's like everybody, every soul in a body needs to do this exercise, like right when you put your feet on the ground, if you can in the morning. And then if you're not feeling well, do it again at night. But I'll share all that again. So I hope I covered everything, and thank you so much for listening to my rambling. And I promise that I think you'll find this profound once you commit to it, and I'm really, really excited to be here, and I'm excited to have shared all this with you, and I hope that it was helpful. Also, there's going to be a link to give you access to one of my Zoom. I'm going to begin doing group healing sessions on Zoom with people. So I want to invite you guys to join me at no cost whenever you decide to jump in. It'll be good for whenever that is, without a time stamp on it. And I'm really looking forward to meeting you. And of course, please let me know that you came through this beautiful summit. And thank you guys so much for listening. Bye. Hey guys, welcome to my little sanctuary within my clinic. I'm pretty excited to be recording this spin on breathing the light that Spirit has recently brought in. So we're going to do both the original, which is that Spirit taught me about 5 years ago, which is earth and sky, masculine, feminine. That's what they called it when they taught it to me. So it's to balance, it's not only to move our density and start, clearing our etheric body, but also to balance us, masculine and feminine, earth, feminine. And I know it's hard for some people, earth, sky, masculine, but God, non-denominational energy is this powerful vulnerability, which is incredible. But anyway, so first we're going to do that. So because walking into the world in a balanced masculine feminine state every day is where we are our most powerful, whether we're a man or a woman, in a man or woman's body this time around, because then we make more balanced choices and we're more easily led. That's what Spirit has taught me. So, all right, if you can stand, stand. You can do this sitting, you can do it laying down, you can do it wherever you want. But I like to stand and put your feet really solid, like, bounce your knees a few times, get your feet planted on the ground. I like to roll my shoulders back and then do what Spirit kind of called like the giraffe, like, extend your neck and your head to the sky, right? So, and then we're going to first pull the energy through a funnel. So you want to envision like a funnel coming straight off the top of your head and all the light that's free from everywhere. And you're also going to be calling in your peeps and God and loved ones on the other side, angels, like whoever, right? Like call in the big guns. And that's important to note that this exercise is really about clearing, but it's also about connecting. It's pulling us into our own connection with our own guides because we all have them. I talked a bit about that a few minutes ago. So this is what this is for, is to pull us, bring us inward into ourselves, call our souls back in here. Call forward that connection that we have. We already have it. Our higher self has the connection with our, who I call our peeps, because they've been with us since before we even took this body, and they're on this journey with us. Okay, so open that up, and then take for the count of eight. This is another recent addition because a lot of people are having trouble. People who don't breathe, survivor breathers, we hold our breath and then our energy stagnates right here, which causes all kinds of problem, not to mention, swelling, right? With your whole body swelling, brain swelling, right? Autoimmune stuff, all the everything. Like this, it's such an incredible exercise, even though it looks like a standard, breathing, which they're all great. Breathing of any kind is great. So, for the count of eight, in through the nose, and I use your hands and really get down with it. Try to, I know people with all different levels of spirituality and breathing and healing. I know there's a lot of people probably at different stages watching this. So, but for people just getting on the path and starting to understand the power of breath and the intention we set for ourselves by doing this, please just like put your ego aside or your fear or your awkward feeling or whatever it is, and breathe in through the nose. It's important. And count to 7 or 8 in your mind and use your hands to pull in that free light, because we are light beings. We're light bodies. Our etheric body needs light just as much as our physical body needs oxygen. It's the truth. And so remember, we were talking about illness and discomfort and disease being trapped in our physical bodies, and how it we have to clear our etheric bodies first in order to make room and give our physical bodies the room and the ability to heal itself, really. So that's what we're doing here. Pull it in, hold it for 1. Blow out your mouth. So let's do that again. I need to stop talking for a second. So I'm going to breathe in for 8 and don't rush it, right? So a lot of people recently have, in this course I'm in the middle of with people, they are kind of beating themselves up a little bit or getting confused because they feel like they need, there's like a certain point that they need to get to with every breath. This is different for everybody. Literally, just like I said, just be in your own space and don't, and wherever your stagnation is, the spirit just recently says, like, your hands will guide you with your breath and with the light. So really get down with the visual of this. Like, don't, you know, just commit to, you know, close your eyes and literally imagine with your, hold it for 1, and then you don't have to lean forward, but if you want to, leaning forward is like you want to imagine then with the exhale, anything toxic that needs to be, any thoughts, any beliefs, right? Because we're pulling that light into our brain, our human brain space, our etheric body is holding so many beliefs and thoughts that no longer serve us, right? So that's what we want to say is like, God, guides, angels, mom, dad, for me, mom, dad, they're on the other side. Help me release anything that no longer serves me, anything. Because you see, they know what it is you need to release. They know what it is you're ready to release. They know that you're standing here setting the intention to heal and you're calling on them and asking them for help. And when we ask, it comes. It 100% of the time. 100% of the time. Doesn't matter who you are. So we ask because we don't really need to know. But the thing is, you'll see when you start relaxing into this, it's like you took a mud bath, right? So you're not going to violently toss it off, though. You're going to take it out of your space. Any thoughts that no longer serve me, and you'll see when you relax into this, might be first time, second time, third time, 10th time, who cares? You're going to start hearing these thoughts like self-loathing or shame or, you know, insecurities or whatever, you know, and so you're just going to say, it's okay. We're just releasing them with gratitude. Because they're here to serve us. Whatever is going on was or is here to serve us. And so we want to be grateful for that. Like, oh, thank you for showing me where I need to heal or change my beliefs or flip that switch. You know, whatever that means for you. You guys, you got it. Because you're all in a different place. We all are. Anyway, so stay with that as long as you want to. And it's really important to know that first and foremost, this is going to calm both your etheric electrical system and your physical. Remember, I talked about it in my talk. So it's going to do both. And that is the most powerful thing we need to do, because when our energy is flickering like this, nothing can flow. Beliefs get stuck in here. Swelling gets stuck in here. Stagnation, density. And most important too is that it can't come through here, through our throat. So then so keep breathing as I'm talking, because I have a hard time doing the breathing every time too, so I'm just going to explain. But you guys, while I'm talking, please continue to just in for 8. Hold it. Okay, just keep doing that. And then you hold it at the exhale, hold it. And then it's really important to get it, and you want to visualize it again, right? Almost you just bring it in gently, lovingly, and keep asking for help if you feel like you're having a hard time. And then there's a lot of guys too, I know, but there's so many women that have so much density. They're not getting any light or flow through here. And then we have trouble, shame gets stuck there. We have trouble using our voice, taking up space on the planet. It's crazy how true this is. So in for 8, exhale, right? So then we're going to do this. You keep going, get all this too. Get right. It's like you're taking, again, it's like that mud bath. If you you want to imagine, because you're literally pulling stuff. It's real. You're pulling stuff out of your etheric body by doing this. You're literally giving your physical body the air, right? The space it needs to start releasing things. Because like I said in the talk, if your etheric body is wrapped so, dense around your physical, we need to get the etheric, and then the physical body is like, let's start releasing this stuff, which is also what we're going to be asking when we do this is like, hey, beautiful physical body. Hey, beautiful soul. I love you so much. I like to call my, hey, Bobby, I love you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You can release any shame. We're good. You can release any fear. Everything's fine. All our needs are met. What a beautiful heart, right? Hey, body, I'm here. All my organs, all my tissues, guys. Right? I'm home. The captain's here. I'm in charge of this. I know this. Thank you. Every pain, everything, every illness, wherever I'm at, thank you for showing me where there is healing to do. Because when I heal my wounds, my soul transcends. That is the truth. So this is our soul responsibility, our responsibility. Doesn't matter who created the wounds, for instance, or what created the wounds. It's okay. They're here to teach us. We need to stand in gratitude to them, be kind and compassionate and grateful, right? Just, you can go ahead and release now. Thank you. Go ahead and release. Let's start breaking it up. Let's start, flowing and releasing the toxins. I'm here to help. I'm going to drink enough water. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to breathe the light so that I give you everything that you need, both my physical and my etheric body. I get it. I'm here for it. Okay. Like, seriously. And so I'm going to bring this down. You want to cleanse all your organs, right? With that breath. And if you have, I have so many cancer clients right now, liver, breast, lungs, like wherever you know that there is density that has made it into your physical body in the form of cancer or any other disease, you want to really breathe into those, right? If you have lung cancer, or if you're a survivor breather, you want to literally expand your lungs. I mean, we should all be doing it right now with the COVID and all this stuff. It's like, hey, the best thing you can do is give your lungs light and oxygen and expand them, because if we're not filling them, that muscle's going to start shrinking or has shrunken. It makes sense, right? So you do that, you breathe into your breasts, if you have kidney, you breathe into your liver, you breathe into your pancreas, you breathe into your intestines. I have so many people now showing up with all kinds of rare intestinal cancers. And so to breathe the masculine, you're going to bring it all the way here to your belly button. And then it's gonna swirl when you bring that, when you finally make it down there, whenever, take your time, that when you get there, it goes clockwise. Very important that you send that powerful energy clockwise around your power source here, your belly button. And then I like to take my left hand and just hold it there. And then you breathe the feminine using those 7 or 8 seconds, and you breathe it up through your feet, right from the earth, and you bring it up, bring it up, bring it up with your breath. And then women and men, everybody, when we get to our pelvic area, we need to really, like, whoo, release shame, release anything that's stuck in there, any beliefs that are stuck in there. There's so much to say about the reason for infertility or ovarian cysts and endometriosis. All there's just It's a whole nother talk, but I really am trying to give you guys as much information as I can. So we want to stay here and really clear that, right? I do 3 or 4 rounds there, and just release it. Anything that is trapped in there and stagnant, whether energetic beliefs, whatever it is, release, 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 release. And then you're gonna bring it up to, and it's gonna meet the masculine right at the belly button, and whoosh, it jumps in, new, together with the masculine and feminine, powerfully together, going clockwise around your power source. And then when you get that visual, you're gonna stand and you'll put your hands beside you and just, and you'll feel like you had too much salt or something, and your hands are kind of swollen. That's power. Like, that's energy. That's the energy. And when you feel that, you can now. So the addition to this, you guys, recently is, and then we're gonna end, I promise, is you take all that power and that energy that you can feel in your hands, and I like to literally, like a energetic snowman, right? Like, it's a like this, but you take your hands and go. Head to toe, and your hair is gonna stand like mine is, and you literally take up all the space. Harness the power. Fill your bubble, your cocoon, with that powerful light and that intention. And then lastly, what's so interesting is that spirit recently was like, oh, you're right. So many of us, especially with, you'll see you have back pain. It's so interesting, or sciatica and things like that. When I can see people, in the etheric, a lot of times people who don't feel like they belong here, or they don't feel grounded here, they feel lonely, and which is a lot of people, their coccyx has a shape like this, and it's toxic. There's like, it looks like orange crusty stuff, and that's keeping it. This is, like I said, I'm spirit taught, so this is interesting. But so we start, when we do this, you want to imagine, like, shake it off, shake the toxins off your tailbone, right? Or just imagine it breaking apart, because what's happening is it's keeping the energetic, like the connection, the higher level connection, from actually broadcasting. Like, that's the best way. That's a cool word. Like, broadcasting to the center of the earth and your ability to feel like, yeah, I'm here for a reason, right? I'm here for a purpose. I'm here to love. I'm here to be compassionate. I'm here to be powerful. And so, and when we can feel that way, regardless of the physical circumstances, it brings us back to ourselves, and we can then take our power and pretty much do anything we want. Literally. So I could go on and on and on, but thank you so much for doing this, because it's going to change the world. When we change our own energy and we heal, we change the whole world, not just our own lives. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful to you for that and for hanging with me long enough to watch this to the end. All right. Thank you so much.